It's Local Manufacturers Week here on MyFM, and I'm sitting down with Mike Alvarez, who's the plant manager at Royal Containers here in St. Thomas. Mike, let's just get into it. Let's break down what Royal Containers is to our listeners.
Royal Containers is a manufacturer of corrugated cartons, displays, POPs. We are here for everyone's needs, whether it's a box to ship food in or a beautiful display or anything that you'll see in your local retail stores. If it's made out of corrugated, it came out of a place similar to Royal Containers, if not Royal Containers.
Now you have a pretty big production going on here. About how many people work here in the facility in St. Thomas?
So with the office included, we're just over 100 right now, and we have the capability of growing, and we are looking at that growth and what it would look like, and we continue to grow every day. It's getting busier, which is nice. And as we start to dedicate ourselves to the St. Thomas community, it just keeps coming in, right? A lot of the things that we're doing, our community involvement has allowed us to let people know what we're doing, and things like this are just going to amplify that for us.
Now, I'm sure you brought some of the people with you when you guys moved here, but how important has your employees been to the success here in St. Thomas?
Our employees, not just to Royal Containers here in St. Thomas, but to all of us, are the key thing that keep us going. They are what motivate us. They are what make us tick. We are all about our people. And we have our models that, you know, we respond, we care, we perform, we lead. We try and create good leaders out of everyone that comes in here. And what we try and tell people when they do come in is the sky is the limit. We want to be able to give you the tools to be successful at whatever you want to do, right? So the way we try and talk about it here is the effort dictates the outcome. So the sky's the limit.
Yes. Yeah. Awesome. And maybe just to put in perspective for people kind of where they would have seen you. Would people maybe recognize your work out there?
Yeah, we have quite a few clients, a lot of produce customers, a lot of the produce customers here in Southwestern Ontario market, Maple Leaf Foods, Masco right next to our neighbors, Gorman Rupp, our neighbor. And since we've been here, we've been growing the St. Thomas business just by being here. Because you know what? We take care of our own out in this area, and it starts to show this whole local aspect. Local is better, right?
So. Now, I kind of did a little bit of my own research just kind of based on stories and stuff that you guys have posted, but I'll let you get into kind of the way technology and or even like green technology has advanced production here.
So we are one of the most leaders in any industry when it comes to the being green. Our container board here, the corrugated, is 100% recycled content. When we run stuff off the machines, the scrap goes down, goes up the chutes, and gets recycled and put into bales, kind of like bales of hay. And they go back out to get repurposed again, they get recycled, they put back, and they come back as paper, and then we do it over and over again. When we talk about being green, that is, we were one of the first businesses to do it that way, as well as all the lighting in our building is LED lighting. So we're talking about conserving energy, the costs and all that, but it's also better for the environment. It brightens up our space even more.
And this is kind of your opportunity to let people know if there's been questions that you've gotten a lot from either community members or even employees that kind of, you know, let's let people know about Royal Containers. Has there been anything that, you know, people have been surprised to learn or that you want people to know and that we want to highlight?
I think the most important aspect of any business, and ours is no different, is that whole people aspect. We lead the culture leads the business. We take care of our people and they do the rest. We educate them, we give them tools. We really respect their needs, their days. And listen, everybody comes to work for a reason, to support their families and put a roof over their head. And none of us are any different. So it's about taking care of our employees first, and they care enough that they do the rest. It's not like, hey, you got to do this, or you don't want us to hover. We don't hover over people. We educate. And every time, whether it's safety is the number one priority for us, we're educating to make sure we're doing things safely, right? We do it regularly, and it's with intent. And when you do that and they start to realize, they're like, hey, you know what? This isn't such a bad place to work.
Right? Yeah.
And it's that vibe you want to create everywhere you are.